Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Smoke. Medical.
Weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Never doubt it, never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. Be the hottest, search about it. Competition microscopic, never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know Hoppy Hour in your system.
This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you, and don't think I forgot about you for the next hour or so. Today's probably going to be an hour. It's going on day number 4 of working morning radio. Right now it's only 10:40 a.m. I'm really tired. Today's also a slow news day, but you can always call me. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. The funniest thing happened today. So I get up around, when I work with MJ, I get up around 4:45 a.m., take a 5-minute bath. I know my body being in a bathtub is fascinating to you. For people that don't know, I'm 6'9". Then I am dressed by 4:56. Then I get in my car at 4:58 and I'm at work at 5:03. It's quite the like eye-opening thing to be sound asleep and then, hey, I'm at a radio station doing a big-time morning show. Where the hell is my Red Bull? Anyway, my Red Bull for this show is right here. So I have all these different tasks I do for MJ. I make sure that the room is set up for him. I make sure all these papers are printed out. And then there's like a 10-minute period where I'm done with work from 5:05 to 5:25 until MJ comes around 5:40. So today I go outside to kind of just look at the stars real quick. You know what I'm saying? And I go out there and I go, hey, let's check the news. Let's see what's going on with Hoppy Hour. Because I shut down everything at like 5 p.m. last night. I worked for like 12 hours in a row and I was like, I need to take a break, which is why I'm going to do a shorter show today. It's been all radio this week, which is fine, but it's just a lot. And I go on YouTube, the app, and what I do is I copy and paste what I see in the news and I put it in my Google Docs. So then I access my Google Docs from my iPad or my MacBook or my iPhone, wherever I am on. I'm always saving news clips that I play on this show. So I go outside, I'm in the back, I'm going through my subscriptions on YouTube, and I'm like, wow, there's some news from E! News. And last night, there was like 25 breaking headlines that were videos on E! News, and one of them was like, Travis Kelce addresses shoving Andy Reid at the Super Bowl. And I'm like very tired, and it's like 5:35 in the morning, and I'm outside of a radio station, and I've only been awake for 40 minutes, and I was very confused. I was like, what month is it? Like, this whole year has flown by, but gone by very slowly as well. It's the weirdest thing ever. And I was like, oh, these are re-uploads. One of them was like, Joe Jonas addresses divorce, which is old news. So if you go on the E! News YouTube page, which is one of the main pages we use, all their videos today are like, one was even like Betty White dies. It was absolutely crazy. I reached out to E! News for comment and have not heard back. get it? Because in every single one of their videos, they go, we reached out for comment and didn't hear back.
Now, Happy Hot Topic.
What the hell is going on in this world, man? This world's going absolutely, positively crazy. We have E! News uploading news from a year ago, making me think it's February 2024 again. And we got stuff like this. I would never, but you could do a line of coke to this TMZ music, couldn't you? Mm-hmm.
Welcome to TMZ Live. Harvey Levin here.
Charles here.
So Britney Spears, we told you yesterday, celebrated on Monday her 43rd birthday.
She thought it was her 42nd.
And became officially single. Her divorce from Sam Asghari is final. She decided to post something last night. And I will tell you before we play this, which we're about to do. I got a call from somebody last night who is connected to Britney.
I mean, somebody from within Britney's circle is a snake.
Who was really alarmed by this video, that the way it was received, at least by this.
Oh, I'm sure you're so alarmed. You're so alarmed that you're telling Harvey Levin about it. Shut up.
This person, this was not a joke. This was serious.
Yes, she's on her way to Mexico. She's there now. But this video that she posted, like you said, some people close to her definitely alarmed. Some fans seem to think this is just Britney being Britney. But here's the video, and then we'll get into why some of the people in her world are definitely alarmed.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. I'm not turning 42. I'm turning 5.
The way she says it, she sounds like she's 5.
This year, I'm turning 5 years old, and I have to go to kindergarten tomorrow.
I bet when she's having sex with you, she talks really dirty, but she's like, oh yeah, bad boy.
Paparazzi and pictures and the way they've illustrated me to be.
No, Brittany, that's not the paparazzi making you look bad. That's you making you look bad.
In some of it, I know I'm not perfect at all.
Oh, you're far from perfect.
All by any means, but some of it is extremely mean and cruel.
She has like different voices. She could talk like a 5-year-old. She could talk like a sociopath. It's frightening.
And that's why I've moved to Mexico.
Right. So
that's just where Britney needs to be. She needs to be in Mexico. It sounds so safe.
The moving to Mexico part, which don't think is actually happening. Clearly, she is going there to celebrate her birthday. She also referred to herself, said, I'm not turning 42, I'm 5. The 5 part, alarming, and maybe you want to say that's a joke. She's actually turning 43.
That's the weird part. If she was actually turning like 42, I would get it. But the fact that she even got her age wrong, a little frightening.
I don't know. I mean, yes, she does videos where she's making these voices, where she speaks in these voices. There was, I don't know, when I saw...
Can you imagine if we weren't talking about Britney, if you were to say there's somebody who talks and doesn't know their age and thinks they're 5 and they talk in voices, you would think that person's crazy. But when it's Britney Spears, oh, it's just Britney being Britney. Do you see the problem here?
Thought it was disturbing.
I mean, the person who called me said she's not joking. She actually, in her head, believes some of this stuff.
Right.
Now, I don't know that. I'm not in her head. I'm not a psychiatrist.
No, you're not. You're a fraud and a very talented one at that. You don't care about these people.
I don't know. But what I do know is that she's really been isolated. And, you know, I'm not trying to be a downer here, but she has been so isolated.
Yeah, she can't be around anybody. That's what you get for cheating on Sam. That had to be a weird relationship for Sam, man. Like, I bet they never left the house, like, ever.
And,
you know, even before the divorce, because Sam wasn't there a lot.
I guess I was wrong.
The last 6 months.
Oh, the last 6 months, so I was right.
And, you know, when you are just constantly isolated, and people, you know, in the pandemic can understand this, that... You get in your head, and it becomes really alarming as, when it becomes a prolonged thing.
And all right, so there's TMZ pretending to care about Britney. I don't know who sounds less genuine, Harvey Levin or Charles Lett. I don't know how to say his last name, the guy with the dreads. I think I'm just not a Charles fan because he blocked me. He got into a war with the Opie and Anthony show about 10 years ago, and I tweeted some mean things at him. But that's the old me, Ryan Hoppy, talking trash about celebrities. He never does that.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Up a little bit, G. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now check it out.
Come again, fun over again when the drummer come in. Synonyms don't wanna end, Rakim's gonna win. Always seem to come out at the right time with the right rhyme. Smooth in the day and sound rough at nighttime. Just an echo in every ghetto, meadow and valley, side street and alley. From New York to Cali, I've been seen in every state in between on stage. They scream every phrase, I lead a city in a rage. It's off to the next one, the blessed one, that's my procedure. Leave you in a deeper mind state than anesthesia. You catch a seizure if you try to stop the great when I operate. Just let the crowd wheeze or drop the weight. This one is a gear from everyone from here to there. Ideas that you hear, severe to the ear. Nevertheless, I provide a worldwide request and manifest. And this is from the east to the west. From New York to Cali, coast to coast, I've been ripping callous hands and clubs. From New York to Cali, climbing over dubs, dogs, girls, blowing kisses and phony hugs. From New York to Cali, coast to coast, I've been ripping callous hands and clubs. From New York to Cali, climbing over dubs, dogs, girls, blowing kisses and phony hugs. Musical vibes, I memorize in my mental enterprise. Then improvise live with my supplies. You know the quota, fashionable designs that shine. The international kind, start the rhyme, time the motor, time the verse, time the format. Adapt to wherever you're living at. From all four corners of the map, whenever they play it, it gets interpreted, hip-hop related. Already dedicated to keep it heavy, populated. Attract everybody that could rock. Do a block party, make it look like Woodstock. Yeah, rock him along. Nothing similar to my seminar. They travel never far, plus that's where the women are. I like to ask them what's the best time to hear me rhyme. Nevertheless, I provide a worldwide request and manifest. And this is from the east to the west. From New York to Cali, coast to coast, I've been ripping callous hands and clubs. From New York to Cali, climbing over dogs, dogs, girls, blowing kisses and phony hugs. From New York to Cali, coast to coast, I've been ripping callous hands and clubs. From New York to Cali, climbing over dubs, dogs, girls, blowing kisses and phony hugs. Coast to coast, I've been ripping callous hands and clubs. Mimin' over dubs, dogs, girls, blow me kisses and throw me hugs. An expert at a concert on stage, I got classes, which means my smash hits won't age. Just sing along, I bring a song, I'll be swinging long. We could do a thing to dawn, I came to bring it on tour. Stop at all the record stores across the nation. Blow at the radio station to show appreciation. Retreats for the streets, beats for the jeeps. I reach incredible feats to get deep for my peeps. Props for the unorthodox style, I got they couldn't wait for me to drop. New stock for the block, stalking cassette decks, Walkman headsets, I come on. Fly concepts, just high tech. My first display still converse with the days of slam. That's why the man's first jam still plays. So tell the neighborhoods I got the goods again. It's Rakim, then again, that's how it should have been. Nevertheless, I provide a worldwide request and manifest. And this is from the east to the west. From New York to Cali, coast to coast, I've been ripping callous hands and clubs. From New York to Cali, climbing over dubs, dogs, girls, blowing kisses and phony hugs. From New York to Cali, coast to coast, I've been ripping callous hands and clubs. From New York to Cali, climbing over dubs, dogs, girls, blowing kisses and phony hugs.
back in the 9 to 5, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming with the butters, you know what I'm saying? That's how I come along. Nothing changed with the year.
Oh yeah. The coast up in ripping Calisand. It's New York to Cali by Rakim. We play the unlicensed rap music that we can on here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very tight budget on Happy Hour. I can't just be playing whatever song I want, or the podcasting website will delete every show I do. And then if that happens, guess what will happen? I will go back to 70 downloads.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by DZ BZ Honey. DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you they are the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I am a man of my word. Go to DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E. Premiering January 3rd on RideTheWave.media, which is the website name for Ride the Wave Media Network. The Hammer and Hank Show with Ryan Hoppy will be premiering. But until then, we'll be posting clips throughout the day. And tomorrow, we will have a preview episode. But for right now, let's hear from Hammer and Hank.
Hello again, it's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammer and Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org.
Hey, what's up? I'm Woody. That's Greg Gorey.
What's up?
Menace.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
And now, something completely different.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, what's up? I'm Woody. That's Greg Gorey.
What's up?
Menace.
Hi.
Gina Grad.
Hey.
Seabass. There's Sammy.
Hello.
We are The Woody Show.
Yeah.
And you are listening to Hoppy Hour.
Yeah.
With Ryan Hoppy.
He had daddy issues and is attracted to women with them. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Tuned in too.
This is Theme to Hoppy Hour.
Is it?
The laugh of Ryan's power. Wacky fun and silly jokes. Hoppy Hour loves his folks. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. With Ryan Hoppy. Yeah, he's the topper.
Yeah.
Grab your drinks and join the crew. Crazy stories just for you. Ryan's here to make you grin. Let the hoppy fun begin. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. With Ryan Hoppy. Laughs are never sloppy. Got your popcorn, got your drink. Turn it up and don't you blink.
856 49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me.
Here to stay.
At Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Radio.
You can always email me.
Ryan Hoppy's here for you.
Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com. And also go on TikTok at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Hawk to a girl, Haley Welch says she's being inducted into Harvard Lampoon.
So there's this rumor that you're being inducted into the Harvard Lampoon.
I think I am.
You are?
I got so much going on because I got famous for giving tips on BJs that now I just have so many fake awards.
I think so.
Are you going to Harvard to get inducted?
Are we still going to Harvard?
TBD.
Can you imagine you have so much going on because you gave tips on spitting on penis that you're so busy that you don't even know where you're going? Like, I know I'm going to work tomorrow and then I'm going to work next week, but she's so busy that she's like, I think I'm going there. The Harvard Lampoon is the world's oldest continually published humor magazine. I've never heard of it. I knew by the word lampoon that it wasn't real. But yeah, this is definitely a publicity stunt because I've never heard of them.
How does that feel to like be in the ranks of like Winston Churchill and Aerosmith?
It's an honor.
Yeah,
it is. It's an honor.
You accept?
I'm very excited.
I love. Would you ever go to Harvard and go to school?
I definitely would, but I don't.
Nah, you wouldn't get in.
It's like I'm smart enough to go there.
Definitely not. I'm not either. It's very rare.
What would you study if you went?
Law, of course.
You would?
Yeah.
I listen to murder podcasts.
Really?
Ed Wood's in the making.
Yeah, she's a real brilliant woman making those springs light up, literally in the factory and in the bed that she has sex on.
What kind of law would you like to know if you did?
I don't know. I think I'd be an attorney.
Attorney?
She didn't really answer the question. What type of doctor do you think you would be? A doctor.
Let me ask you real quick. Do you have a meme coin coming out?
Yes, today.
Today?
Yes, ma'am.
What's going
on? This is crazy. This is Idiocracy come to life. This is dummy. There's so much going on. And whenever I talk about her, all the comments come out from the flood work. Oh, you're so jealous. No, I'm fascinated. She talks about spitting on penis, and then all of a sudden is getting all these offers.
What's going on with it?
When you said what's going on with it, what do you mean?
So you are putting out your own because other people have tried.
She's not that pretty either. Like, she's pretty, but it's like, she's just so, like, southern.
Yes, I've had a bunch of imposters pretend to be me.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, that's a bunch of losers there. Can you imagine your life as you're pretending to be Hawk Tua?
I decided to come out with my own coin.
Okay.
And it's a really good way to get all my fans and community to interact.
Community. 6 months ago, we didn't know who she was. Now she's having a community.
Come together. Good deal.
Come together, yeah, literally.
Okay, where do we get this? What do we do? Tell me about it. Tell me more.
Is this a reporter on Coke? Is this paparazzi on Coke? She's talking really high, bro.
What do we do? Tell me about it.
Relax.
More?
Where do we get to?
So loud. I love how she has so much going on, and she doesn't know where any of it goes, and she's just, like, asking her manager. I bet she like wakes up and has no idea where she's going. She could be taking a private jet to Toronto or going to like, I don't know, anywhere.
Solana.
Solana?
Solana.
Solana.
And get a meme coin?
Yes.
Is there something going on with Pookie?
Yeah.
I've heard enough of this. Speaking of sex workers, here is Farrah Abraham and Maitland Ward calling BS on Sophie Rain's OnlyFans income claim.
I actually heard about Sophie.
This is Farrah Abraham. She's in her like studio. Boobs look big. She's not naked, but I've seen her naked. Not in person.
I actually heard about Sophie Rain months ago, and it was from my daughter, Sophia.
Oh, that sounds like a healthy relationship. Farrah Abraham is the teen mom that had that leaked, quote unquote, leaked sex tape. I watched it. And, it had like perfect camera lighting. It was not leaked. It was pre-made. And I love how her daughter that she got pregnant with at age 16. I love how her daughter's talking to her about other people and OnlyFans. It's a little alarming. A little too close for comfort, in my opinion.
Who happened to see her stuff on TikTok. So what I think everyone sensationalizes, oh my gosh, I made so much money on OnlyFans. I think we missed the point of what TikTok really is doing is creating an adult TikTok persona that stems from TikTok and then what that person is then doing, whether it was Sophie or it was all the girls in her clique, her other girlfriends that she associates that do a podcast to help her look like she's making more money, right? We have two women who are challenging each other, whose ego, who's going to make more money on OnlyFans, whatever the case may be.
That is funny. Women like getting into fights over showing pictures of their vagina. Quite the world we live in.
But really, you're looking at a person who got TikTok famous. That's why my daughter brought her up. And then you're seeing that she exploits the fact of virginity, if you will, for men to then go on to her platform.
Oh, and you've never exploited any man, Farrah. You're an innocent angel. Get the hell out of here. You got pregnant at 16. You're not that interesting. You're hot, but you're not interesting at all.
Unlock some naughty virgin stuff, right? What I just have to say, because I am a woman of a good heart.
Oh, really? That's the first thing we think of. Farrah Abraham, she got that big heart.
And I know it, and I know the business very well. I'm getting a graduate degree in marketing, digital marketing.
Oh, congrats. Name drop some more.
Marketing.
Where are you getting it from? The University of Arizona?
Is that this is not factual, but what she can show to people to make it factual is a bank statement. How much do you pay your team?
Why does Farrah care so much? If you're such an independent woman, why are you calling out the other women? Man, women are so catty.
I just know that I negotiate down when people I, you know, have running my pages. I'm one human. I am one parent and I can only do so much. So I pay my teams global.
I bet she pays well.
Teams. I pay people all the time. So I
would you rather be paid by her or have sex with her?
I do know for the girls who just start out, like a Sophie Rain or anyone.
Where do you think I would lean on that? Would you rather have sex with Farrah Abraham? You know where I would lean.
Like Sophie Rain, adult TikToker. They're paying so much more money to market, to have these agencies take more money. I'm seeing agencies take up to these other littler
groups. All right. And then here's Maitland Ward, who blocked me on social media. Who hasn't blocked me? She was like saying that she was mad that people were calling her a porn star. And I said, that's literally what you're known for.
Well, it's already changing, and you can take her like out of the equation, because I don't think her making that money is going to change anything in the porn industry, because she's not even having sex. She's not.
That's a good point. She's not pointing it out there like you do.
Not even, is she even showing her boobs? I don't even know. Like,
Maitland Ward makes porn sound not fun.
She's a virgin. So
she's not a virgin, trust me.
I don't know.
And if she is a virgin, and like the rapper NLE Chop is supposedly dating her, he finally chops it up.
Oh, about that. But there's definitely cracks in the industry.
Yeah, like a nice crack.
For professional porn to,
what?
Meaning the professional traditional sites and everything, just because it's hard to keep stars in the industry, because you'll like porn sites will make stars. Or
I think Sophie Rain should do like a segment where she like reads her DMs. I can imagine the DMs on OnlyFans are, I don't know. I have story time for you on Hoppy Hour. It's much more interesting than listening to 5 minutes of Maitland Ward. Farrah Abraham's fun to listen to. No, I was watching it because of her boobs, I'll be honest. All right. So when I got single 2 years ago, and I'm still kind of single, I don't know what I am, but about 3 months in, I'm talking to this girl who does OnlyFans. She's like, hey, would you want to do POV sometime? And I'm like, no, not really. I don't want my body on camera. I'm pretty recognizable or whatever. So then she's like, well, do you want to, like, she's like bringing up the whole, like, and I'm like recently single, so I'm like not in the right headspace. I was trying to get some head because I wasn't at the end of the last relationship. And I'm talking to her and she's like, well, she literally sucked me in, but not in a good way. She was like, well, my OnlyFans is only $4.99 and then we can talk there. So I paid for it and I paid for the $4.99. It's about 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago about. And then I go on there and she goes, hi, what is your name? So she didn't even remember me from the app. And then she's like, do you want to buy this bikini picture for $20? And I was like, oh man, I could have gone on Pornhub and called it a day.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
This collateral damage.
Hey yo, metaphor mastery, microphone battery. I leave truths looking like high school tragedies. Spitting emphatically, I get verbally roared. Until telekinetically fry, I ain't circle she bored. Don't piss me off, and you'll be your loss. I'll explore the Incredible Hulk's forearms. Look.
This collateral damage.
Hey yo, metaphor mastery, microphone battery. I leave truths looking like high school tragedies. Spitting emphatically, I get verbally roared. Until telekinetically fry, I ain't circle she bored. Don't piss me off, it'll be your loss. I'll explore the Incredible Hulk's forearms. Look, I'm a straight test of spark. I put your chest so hard, your spinal look like a question mark. Compress your heart, get ankles fractured. I alleviate more ink than tattoos covering gangster rappers. Face factors, front like you had doubts. Get your chest caved in and make your spine stand out. Buckle up, dog, I crush dummies. I'm so sick when I sneeze, bacteria runs from me. Bust ugly, I got visions to win. You couldn't get the crowd to get up like infants and men.
Yo, nigga, what's the real meaning of what? What's the last question I asked before I fuck your ass up? You swimming in blood like Johnny Westmiller pretending Tarzan. Verbal battering ram without Brad Pitt and Troy. Your Achilles tendon is not defending the honor to follow up one of my verses strongly enough after I spit. Shit, you don't pack an adequate axe to get swung. We ain't laughing with you, we laughing at you like William Hung. Come get dragged into the tormented, morbid, twisted world of hurt. Paralyzed from the eyebrows down, wishing that you were never birthed. Breathing dirt, flowers growing out of your nostrils. I'm hostile, running full throttle, squeezing the trigger, aiming the nozzle. The barrel hotter than flannel in the Mojave. All safari shells tearing your body, shooting the saddle from your chemo, sabe. Understand me, sabe. I make money like Ronald Reagan's resurrected back in office, and it's 1980. If you mad, say you mad. You be the man if you had one rhyme for every 80 rhymes Poison Pen has. I'm incapable of writing anything other than ill. Gino Tarantino skills, sicker than 80 volumes of Kill Bill.
All you shit talking niggas better find your muscles. You buff working out niggas, I tech nine your muscles. If you got it in your mind to tussle, fight and struggle, I puzzle, I bust your bubble. Your life's in trouble when a semi-auto and Glock spray. You say stop, I say God, they pinchy puto. I'm an idiotic mayate, psychotic, catches many bodies as Scarface. Periodically bury them niggas out of yard space. Snitch on young crooked, no you won't. You know how many crimes I committed, no you don't. That's the point, snitch niggas is fast to point they finger at you if it help you skip past the joint. And it's probably the same bastard you pass the joint when incriminating information to pass the oints. I got the whole world respecting a G. I'm only dope cause real niggas expect me to be consecutively and never think of stepping to me. I got a master's in killing, now that's murder in the second degree. Hating niggas can all die. The way I give you shots and rounds is similar to a generous bar fly. And I'm the only giant walking under God's sky. My Kobe Bryant flow makes it hard to guard. I embody the most prolific spitting in the Pacific Division. Listen, I'm dissing niggas aren't
I try to enjoy my life with paranoid nights. I absorb what I write through the orb of light. Stand next to the high temperature oven, get sucked in, fry your brain to half a dozen cerebellum muffins. When I start to spit, you twitch, eyes itch, die quick like an open mouth formaldehyde kiss. Now you can really say you out of your mind. You alive, but your internal organs be outside, scattered across the south side, cause you ran out of rhymes. Cut you down
down the size, fan you with the wings of a fly. Jada kiss one in the why, well so do I. The whole world's a big line, I think I'm inside. Now and again, I transform into the fountainhead, spilling from within how it walked with a fountain pen. The spirit of evil drawn on my lawn at dawn. I was calm, but I still told the bitch she don't belong. Try to fathom who wrote the song. Try to imagine the passion it takes to grab a mic with a broken arm.
Got it.
Message to my brothers, a symbol in invisible ink color. Cause big brother got things covered. Let's fathom, you don't have to.
You sound like a fake tough guy.
I've been completed, carry on. Whenever I spit balls, be caught.
Please don't beat me up.
Pause. They wanna see what comes out of my jaws. Keep searching for Colonel Kirk till he put you in a world.
Yeah.
One airstrike, leave your whole world burn.
Whatever.
Now I dictate, you copy it down. Ancient poetry delivered from a modern day mouth. Raid your house with a bullhorn, call your name out. Just kebab your head from the side and pour your brains out. Make a piggy bank skull get changed from your mouth.
I had a piggy bank growing up.
The remainder of your scalp, change it around. Rewind it, drop 50 frames out. Explain how you disappeared before the movie came out.
Yeah.
The damage is collateral. I let family members on the battlefield just so they could find the other half.
Enough of that. Mm-hmm.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Yeah.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Got it.
Happy Hour will be right back.
70 downloads. Plus 450,000.
70 downloads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by the best pre- and post-workout around. Fortify. FORTIFEYE.com. Brought to you by Dr. Michael Lang of the Ask the Doctor radio show.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to Fortify.com and at checkout, you use keyword Ryan20, you can save 20%. What a concept. This is also being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you that he is the best MMA trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need, go to AmirAcademy.com.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour,
mm-hmm.
with Ryan Hoppy.
He is a brilliant upcoming superstar, Ryan Seacrest. What? Oh, Ryan Hoppy. Hey, this is Lex Daly with the Lex and Terry Radio Network. We are nationally syndicated, and this guy is so much better than we are. So you should get back to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
The golden age of radio is alive and well on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Happy Hour with Brian Tower, that's 6-9. Talk sex, dates, the laugh, we unwind. Broadcasting from Tampa, we're on that grind. Luna the cat chillin', hopes feline.
Happy Hour, Christmas, boys tonight. Ryan and Luna lighting up the lot.
Put some Jack in that nug.
He's feeling the gall. 2000's lives, we all in this fall. Pimp out sleigh, got the Christmas bling. Santa in the booth, let the jingle bells ring.
Yeah.
On the mistletoe, spark, shiny, cling.
Oh, sure.
Happy Hour broadcasting, doing our thing.
Got it.
The Hour Christmas, boys and I.
Yeah.
Ryan and Luna lighting up the law. Talking wild stories, feeling the gall. 2000's lives, we all in this fall.
Ryan got high story, tall line by line. Luna's purse off, feels so divine. Talking about the stars, scandal headline. Hoppy Hour shines, every show prime.
Hoppy Hour, Christmas, boys and I.
Yeah.
Ryan and Luna lighting up the lot.
Oh, sure.
Talking wild stories, feeling the gall.
Yeah.
2000's lives, we all in this fall.
Speaking of my cat, Luna. can't talk about Luna without including her in the show. So last night, after working about 12 hours with MJ Morning Show stuff, and then with my podcast and the reels and stuff, I got done around 5:30. And I go home around 6:30 from the Happy Hour Studios. And I come home to this. And I had a little bit of cat food left. So I go, oh, that'll hold you over. And then it goes around 7:20. I don't know why I waited so long. But I was like, ugh, I got to go to CVS to get her cat food. And then magically, her meow disappeared. I love my cat very much. But sometimes I wonder if I like her more than she likes me. Very pessimistic people will say that she only likes me for the cat food. But I like to think there's a connection there. When she almost died 4 years ago and I got $3,000 from my listeners in a GoFundMe, she meowed over and over in that car as we went to the vet, the emergency vet. It was frightening. And I picked her up on her birthday, which was the day before Thanksgiving. It was bizarre. Her birthday, I found out, is the same day. Oops, I don't know why that played. Her birthday is the same day as the day that my dad died. So November 26th is kind of a weird day. But I pick her up from the vet, and they go, she's meowing as they're carrying her to the car. They're going, she's very vocal. And I was like, that's one way to put it. Mm-hmm. Ryan Hoppy's cat being vocal. Who would have thought of that coming?
Whoa, Hoppy Hot Topic.
What the hell is going on with Sabrina Carpenter?
As Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan call it quits again.
You never go back to an ex. I tried that one time. It doesn't work.
ET's learned that this time it didn't end on the best note. Our source revealing Sabrina and Barry are definitely broken up right
now. Oh, yeah. Everyone's breaking up right now. Mm-hmm. And a part of me wonders if it's her fault. The way she was sucking on that microphone the other day when she was pretending to give it head, it made you a little concerned that maybe she was trying to rub it in. Like, see? The microphone's getting more head than you, Barry.
Now, things didn't end well, and they're taking space from each other.
Sometimes that's what you need. I gotta skip over this because of copyright. They play like 20 seconds of the song. I'm like, I can't play that.
Space coming as the pair, who sparked up a romance last year, have been on and off for a while.
That's such a Gen Z thing to do, be on and off. Mm-hmm. Wow, they're just playing every song in this video, man. What are you doing?
That cute boy and the pop star most recently took a break in August. A source telling ET at the time, there's a chance they will get back together.
That's stupid.
I think like that was the goal.
Not long after, seems things were back on.
Feels good.
Feels good.
Barry dropping flirty comments on Sab socials.
Saying, let's effing go. Yeah, let's fuck.
It was absolutely lovely.
All right, I can't play this. There's too much copyright. Blah, blah, blah. Speaking of breakups.
Whoa, Hoppy Hot Topic.
It's hard to keep up with, but that's why you just sort of ignore it.
Prince Harry is sharing how he deals with rumors about his marriage to Meghan Markle. During a wide-ranging interview at the New York Times' Deal Book Summit, the Duke of Sussex shared thoughts on having a relationship in the spotlight and how...
Yeah, you did it to yourself, buddy. Mm-hmm. Does anybody believe the claim that she didn't know who he is before she married him? Get the hell out of here.
How that public interest can fuel speculation. At one point during their chat, Deal Book founder Andrew Ross Sorkin told Harry he'd recently looked him up on Google News. He said he saw articles about how Harry and Meghan were on separate coasts that day. Harry in New York for this event.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. They're traveling the world. Now, if we don't see them together for Christmas... There has not been a lot of press of them lately, though. I could see where the guy is coming from. Because, like, I've been through this. When you post all the time with a girlfriend and then you break up and then you begin taking pictures by yourself, everyone's like, hey, where's the girlfriend? Mm-hmm. Now, if they were to go through a breakup, would she speak out or would she be classy?
Megan in Los Angeles for the Paley Honors tribute to Tyler Perry. And the Royal had a quick quip in response.
There's articles left and right about, you know, why are you doing independent events? Why aren't you doing them together?
Because you invited me. You should have known.
This is true.
You should have known that was going to...
What a terrible sense of humor.
...that happened.
Andrew went on to ask if it was normal for him to deal with that and if that attention was beneficial in any way. And Harry made it clear it wasn't.
So is that a good thing for you in a way that there's so much interest in you?
No, there's definitely not a good thing.
Because he's wondering when he can't reach Megan for 4 hours if she's banging someone else.
Because apparently we've bought or moved house maybe 10, 12 times. We've apparently divorced maybe 10, 12 times as well. So it's everyone's just like, what?
Now let's see if it really happens.
Harry explained that he's learned to shut out the noise and shared his thoughts on internet trolls.
That's what you have to do, though. I've recently become a recovering responding to trolls person. One of my mentors and one of my favorite radio heroes, Scott Farrell, told me to never respond to radio to mean comments on your posts about your radio show, Ryan. And I've been so much happier.
It's hard to keep up with, but that's why you just sort of ignore it. The people I feel most sorry about are the trolls who their hopes are just built and built and built. And it's like, yes, 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 yes. And then it doesn't happen.
You're addressing the trolls, though. You don't feed them.
So I feel sorry for them. Genuinely, I do.
He went on to point out that even their conversation could now be twisted while using his signature dry humor.
I have no doubt that everything that we've spoken about today, in the last... Clocks on zero.
Yep.
25 minutes.
He's like, clocks on zero. That means I need to get out of here.
Will be spun or twisted somehow against me. And maybe you yourself.
It's possible.
Will be trolled relentlessly. And for that, I can only apologize.
He's like trying to manifest it. He's like, I want you to go through the pain I go through. I'm also married to Megan. That's not great.
But you did invite me, so it's not.
Harry's broader conversation touched on many topics, including mental health awareness.
Harry just seems like an asswipe, let's be honest here.
Disinformation and the media, and how his childhood in the spotlight led him to the work he's doing now and these issues he cares about.
I've had a lived experience since I was a kid. I've seen stories written about myself that aren't exactly based on reality.
Yeah, that can't be ideal. The British media.
Seen stories written about members of my family.
You think our media is bad in America?
Family, friends, strangers, all sorts of people. And well, I think when you grow up within that environment, you do find yourself questioning.
He would do really good ASMR videos like, this is Prince Harry. I have no personality and I'm putting you to sleep.
The sort of the validity of the information, but also...
Remember when him and Megan did that podcast and they were paid like $40 million to do one episode?
So what other people are thinking of that as well.
All right. He's really putting me to sleep. This is Prince Harry. I am Prince Harry. I am better than you. I am smarter than you. And I would be very good at making ASMR videos. I am married to a clout chaser, as Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour says. She is only with me because of what I can bring, even though I'm a good-looking guy. I am married to a woman who claims she never heard of me before, which is either a lie or describes why she never made it big in Hollywood because she doesn't know who one of the most famous people of all time is. But I'm going to go on a limb and say it was the latter, that she is a clout chaser.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around,
Chicago,
folks.
What up? West Side.
What up?
South Side.
What up?
Low End.
What up?
Wild Honey.
What up?
Humble Park.
What up?
Boom Squad.
What up?
B.O.N. Let's get into this shit. You got them going nuts, pushing that blow to clubs. They got them throwing up. Me, that's smooth. And when I go to clubs, the bitches all on the thug. Who locked and sold it up? Me, that's smooth. And when them op clowns come through here, pop rounds. Who gon' hold
if I'm tipping bricks forever. Who put this shit together?
Me, that's who.
You hit the bank to withdraw, and I'm going to deposit. I'm legit, and still get followed by Sonny and Crockett. Every day I stuff money in my pocket, but I never get full. I got an appetite, I'm hungry as a hostage, dummy. You need bread to eat. Trust me, the way my money run, you swear it had legs and feet. It's getting hot around the hood, so I bought me a rifle. And a 30 shot caught it, homie, this is survival. But not no MTV, some real life, so chill, aight? You get your ass killed running through the jungle in real life. I posted up on that park bench in Clucker's apartments with some raw that make you feel like you Clark Kent. Switch, had to flip to getting 50 for them damn shows. Bet it all a bitch won't get a penny from your man, no. Ain't no sense of looking, wanna search, you can try to. You never find a nigga that can spit it like I do.
You got them going nuts, pushing that blow to clubs. They got them throwing up,
me, that's smooth.
And when I go to club, the bitches all on the thug. Who locked and sold it up?
Me, that's cool.
And when them op clowns come through here and pop rounds, who gon' hold the block down?
Me, that's cool.
I gotta get this cheddar if I'm tipping bricks forever. Who put this shit together?
Me, that's who.
The don of all dons, I earned my spot. When I would stuff cheese in them bags and burn the top, then put it out on the avenue and burn the block, or put that salt in the pot and let it turn to rock. You smoke, I can get you pot from florists that grow killer trees like Seymour on Little Shop of Horrors. You wanna box, I'm for it. Throw your dukes up, I lose, I pull out the sword, boy, and shoot ya. I'm like Walter Reed, Larry Hoover, Jeff Ford, Al Capone, Holmes the new one. Roll with two guns, the hood is my life. Beautiful aim, my left just as good as my right, aight? I will run you down, going 100 miles, shooting 100 rounds out of whip that costs 100,000. I peep your style, you chump see-through. Nobody do it like Bum Diesel, oh no.
Straight up, Joe, no bullshit. Cheap, Bum J, I'm respected all over Chicago. Get out there in that south side.
This is this weird thing from videos from 15 years ago where they'll play somebody talking over the song. What are you saying, bro? So 2009 production. Listen, normal song.
Nobody do it like Bum Diesel. Oh no. Straight up, Joe, no bullshit. Cheap, Bum J, I'm respected all over Chicago.
All right, that's irritating. 856-49 Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Mm-hmm. 70 download. This following segment has been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. When I tell you that he is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I am a man of my words. Go to 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard after signing up at richkbarber.com. And guess what? When you tell him I sent you, he'll hook you up.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Welcome back to the show that is your daily dopamine hit, that being Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
What's up? This is Chris Dem from the Two Guys Named Chris Show on Rock 92 in Winston-Salem, and you're listening to the Hoppy Show.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. The other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy in the morning. Tune in and you'll see. Ryan Hoppy's got the magic. It's live on your frequency. Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer.
Oh, really?
Turn that dial to Hoppy.
Please.
We'll make your morning clear. Join us for the laugh. Morning clear.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And follow me on TikTok, at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
I bet you are never going to expect this to come back. So I used to read the mean comments I get online, but now I ignore it, and my mental health is at an all-time high. But I did get this comment, and I wanted to give this guy the proper shout-out he deserves. So I worked for 95.3 WDAE back from August 2022 to April 2023. Sports radio was not my best fit, but it was a place where I learned a lot. And John Mamola on the iHeartRadio app, like Spotify does their Wrapped where you see what you listen to, his most listened to station was obviously 95.3 WDAE last year. But John Mamola said, the iHeartRadio Rewind 2024 is out. Congrats to 95.3 and Ryan Hoppy on being the top listened to station and podcast. So I saw that the man, the myth, my former boss, John Mamola, who, and a very serious note, is unemployed right now. He got laid off by iHeart because they do this thing where right before the holidays, they love laying people off for some reason. And I'm going to tell you right now, to anybody that's a programmer out there or that has like a sports media job, if there's like 20 candidates that apply for the job and John Mamola is one of them, hire John Mamola before everybody else. I've never seen somebody who exactly knows what is on their station at all times. I've worked with other program directors that I will keep nameless. And a lot of times they don't know what's on, but if I'm on, they're freaking out. Because they're douchebags. And John always knew what was on. He's a great programmer, and you should hire him. Mm-hmm. He got the Ryan Hoppy endorsement, so that's going to take him far.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Aaron Andrews is firing back at an online troll's comment.
Why is it that these middle-aged women that are so good-looking, reply to the trolls, why are you giving it power?
After a social media user referred to Aaron as too old and called for a younger blonde brunette to...
It's going to happen when you're a woman in the media. I'm not defending it, but unfortunately, ageism exists.
Take over after complaining about seeing wrinkles.
Ageism does not exist in morning radio, though. The dinosaurs stay around forever.
Old and called for a younger blonde brunette to take over after complaining about seeing wrinkles, the Fox Sports NFL reporter has something to say. She writes on X on December 2nd, quote,
I'm surprised they didn't say X, formerly Twitter.
Don't even think you need HD to see them, but appreciating you pointing them out, bud.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the first time that the 46-year-old has been publicly scrutinized, especially over her appearance on TV. Earlier in November...
Unfortunately, I saw her nude in that hotel video. My ninth grade self watched it. I would not watch it now.
Another user shares a screenshot of Aaron interviewing San Francisco 49ers star tight end George Kittle on X and writes, quote, Aaron Andrews out here with a glow. Aaron responds at the time by saying,
he's trying to get wet, if you know what I'm saying.
Saying, it's full-blown sweat, in need of a shower. But when another user writes that Aaron was hot flashing, she calls them out.
That's kind of funny.
Out on the November 11th episode of her Calm Down with Aaron and Charissa podcast, saying this.
There was one yesterday where somebody said, Aaron Andrews, you look so great. You have this glow. What are you using? And I said, it's called sweat. Like, we were outside. Stop me if you've heard this. About 90 degrees on the field for 4 hours. And it was like perfect, where the sun is just pelting me. And I'm thinking, I know I don't have enough sunscreen on.
I love how it's the Calm Down podcast. That's the name of it. But she's not calm talking about a troll.
put sunscreen on, but there, this was like a reapply. And you can't do that when you've got all that makeup. And I'm thinking, here comes the pigmentation. Oh, another field goal. Here comes the sunburn. Oh, another field. You know, it's like, you don't have time for that. But when someone said, what do you use? I wrote back and I said, it's called sweat and I need a shower. And some asshole wrote, it's hot flashes. Shut up.
Yeah.
She sounds very calm down. Or actually, maybe she should calm down.
It's every time.
Go make me dinner. I'm kidding. 856, not kind of. 49 hobby. Mm-hmm.
And now, LL Cool J tells us who's the most important rapper that ever existed.
LL Cool J is definitely having a midlife crisis. He definitely feels left out.
LL Cool J is the most important rapper that ever existed.
It's him!
LL Cool J isn't waiting for anyone to do it for him. He's crowning himself as the greatest, most important rapper to ever walk the face of the earth.
Yes!
Forget about everybody else that's around. The guy that is the host of the Grammys and is on NCIS, that's the real gangster.
LL made the claim while on Apple Music's Le Code podcast.
I'm going to say this with humbly, but I really mean this. I think one day people are going to wake up and realize that LL Cool J is the most important rapper to ever.
No, they're not.
They exist.
And everyone agrees.
No one.
Okay, maybe not. But LL lays out his case, and he did do a lot of things first.
This is the guy who introduced all the diamond and the ice and the champagne.
Wow, you wore diamonds. It's so innovative.
This is the guy who introduces the love songs and all the love.
There was never a love song until LL Cool J came around.
Cool J did I Need Love in 1987. It was the first hip-hop love song. He changed what rap could be.
As far as clothing becoming a thing in hip-hop.
So he ruined hip-hop.
He's the guy who launched FUBU. If you're one of those people you want to say that...
It's kind of like when they say that Chief Keef began the whole SoundCloud rapper era, and I'm like, that's not a good thing.
Jay-Z or Kanye, like the greatest, they all came up on a label that he launched.
Oh.
Def Jam Records doesn't exist.
Every artist that you can name, the biggest artist, the billionaire artist, were launched on the label.
Artist. You can tell he's from New York. He talks like DJ Envy. Artist.
That I launched.
And he's the first rapper to star on NCIS.
So there's...
Oh, whatever. 856. 49 hoppy. I was talking to somebody the other day. Remember when Ice Cube was in Are We There Yet? I think that was when he lost his gangster.
Oh, happy hot topic.
We got this right here.
And we're back with our GMA cover story. Rebecca, you spoke with the CEO of Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he is going to have a great defense of the $10 coffee.
That's right, George. And Starbucks is such a staple. They've been around for a very long time, serving 100 million customers a week.
I stopped getting it so long ago. Like, I was okay when it was like $4.50, $5, but going on $7, $8 for coffee? Get the hell out of here.
But lately, customer complaints from the wait times to the prices have been mounting. So the company brought in this new CEO who's known for turning things around at Chipotle, and I sat down with him to find out what he plans to do and change at Starbucks.
We've got this whole mission around getting back to Starbucks.
Brian Nickel is the new CEO working to return Starbucks to...
Yeah, lower the prices, dummy.
...to its former glory and reinvigorate the iconic 53-year-old brand following a year of slumping sales and customer complaints like these on social media about everything from the cost of a drink...
Starbucks and their pricing? Baffling, mind-blowing, redonkulous.
...to wait times. Nickel...
Who the hell says redonkulous?
...took over in September, turning over every detail. And quickly addressing a big customer pet peeve, upcharges for alternative milks like almond and oat.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Oat.
What are the other major changes customers can expect?
You'll see us do simple things, bringing back the Sharpies, bringing back the coffee condiment bar. You'll see us continue to push towards how do we make it easier for you to get your coffee, and then also simplify the execution for our baristas.
But it's not just bringing back the basics. The former Chipotle CEO says he's working to improve in-store order.
Oh, so he's the one that ruined Chipotle. So he's going to help out Starbucks? Nope.
...with a goal of getting your espresso drink made in less than 4 minutes. He's also working on the app and mobile ordering.
The thing I hear a lot is that customers love the options.
She's not saying what she hears. She's saying what she thinks and just doesn't want to say it.
of Starbucks. They like being able to order through the app or come in, but it takes a while. How do you make that go faster?
So we're right now investing in how do we build the technology so that when a mobile order comes in, we basically give you a time that your drink will be ready. So today, you know, we just kind of give you an estimate. Hey, it'll be ready in 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it's working.
In the future, what'll happen is we'll be like, Rebecca, your drink will be ready at 9, instead of it just being made, sitting on the counter, waiting for people to come.
And eyeing a smaller menu, eliminating less popular items to get you your coffee faster.
I bet those less popular items have like a cult following and people will be like, bring it back.
What kinds of things are going to have to go?
We've got a lot of offerings that there's just one or two of these ordered a day. So the way I talk about it is we're going to do fewer things, but we're going to do fewer things better.
All right. It sounds like every corporate America guy ever. And this just in, he's corporate America. Yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in the U.S. or the U.K. As long as you're listening, that's all that matters. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Whoa. Yeah. One more time for the peoples, will you? Whoa. All right. Let's get into this real shit. Back when I used to hit towns, the back grams, the coupe was at the landing spot. Soon as I fly in, beautiful dime piece, you know how I am. The dunamis timepiece with the floating diamonds. Straight from Jason, so you know I'm shining. When I'm in the place, bet I turn heads. And I take trips to Nevada just to burn bread. Worm said bump wouldn't make it not turn red. You mad, ain't you? I still get up in the mass, hit that stash, thank you. Rapper's trash, no one problems with my ass. Think about it, it's so clear, my flow sizz. And the boy here's only been doing this shit for 4 years. No shit, no shit for brain. Could compete with Polaroid or do shit with brains. My whole clique focus, flip the cane. For the chain, I bet China man hit that stain. It's real. And I'm chief cause through the war I let in the field. That's your people and you love them, better tell them to chill. I'm from Chicago, every second a predator kills. Especially when you stun records, they hit you for real.
Niggas talk that gangsta shit knowing they really softer than Alize and Boom Spawn. When it come to my family, I don't play. If you feel the same way, then holla Goon Squad. Real niggas don't run, don't walk, they just slide down and kill y'all off. I took a vow when I joined this shit, the only way I'm leaving is death. And I'ma ride till the wheels fall off.
Niggas faking and lean nails. They turn they back on they niggas, but they put their faith in a female. I had them bitches get you stretched and in. All them goons with the max and a text come in. And these hoes love bump to get next to him. They pack up in the trucks like Mexicans. I never feed them a meal unless they come into my barbecue and let me slap my meat on they grill. Around here, niggas is rich as hell and still killing. Just get out of jail for that Yale and still dealing. We out of line, I deal with them. I catch them with a 1-2. You gon' think Evander Holyfield hit them. The streets love a nigga cause I keep it real with them. I love all my hoes, all my niggas can still hit them. Goon Squad, you can't tell we won. Make the hardest motherfuckers tuck they tail and run.
Niggas talk that gangsta shit, knowing they really softer than Alizé and Boom Spawn. When it come to my family, I don't play. If you feel the same way, then holla Boom Squad. Real niggas don't run, don't walk, they just slide down and kill y'all off. I took a vow when I joined this shit, the only way I'm leaving is death. And I'ma ride till the wheels fall off. Yeah, 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 yeah.
She say move out, slide out to tool out. Do it in broad day, nigga, I don't care who out. I'm warning you, rappers, I'm on to you. Goon Squad's the label with Polaroids, the formula. Come around, shine and leave with nothing on. I'm posted on the same block, Spooky Stokes hustled on. And if it's on, then I spot him on the streets. Slugs hit him everywhere except the bottom of his feet.
Yeah.
Quick on the draw, no matter who's still bigger.
Whatever you say, bro.
Business on niggas that kill niggas. 357 with me, screaming, you never get me. I dare you try to pull it, and I send you to heaven quickly. Feds on a nigga, gotta try not to let him get me. 745 trying to make it a 760. Niggas talk that gangster shit, cutting up until I have to show.
This is a life I can't relate to, but I like the music.
Gangster shit, knowing they really softer than Alizé and Boom Spawn. When it come to my family, I don't play. If you feel the same way, then holla Boom Spawn.
Yeah.
Real niggas don't run, don't walk.
Got it.
Slide down and kill y'all off. I took a vow when I joined this shit. The only way I'm leaving is death. And I'ma ride till the wheels fall off. Get, 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 get.
Oh yeah. It's Bump J and Sky Polaroid with Goon Squad. Goon Squad.
Happy Hour will be right back.
70 downloads.
Whatever you say, Rover. Oh, yes. This following segment has been brought to you by CounselingOnCall.net. Do you need help with your mental health? Do people tell you that you're a bit of a narcissist? Maybe you should go to therapy. CounselingOnCall.net. Now, if you are in Maryland or Florida, and you want to go get some counseling, go to Counseling on Net and tell them I sent you.
People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
And now, something completely different.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Meredith from O and the Freak Show on Wild 94.1 in Tampa Bay, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. Hey, this is Meredith.
For the hustlers, the grinders, and the go-getters, this is Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
And tall, Ryan Hoppy, big man, standing 6'9", y'all. Sex stories, it's a lab, news make head spin. Throwing back to old school, let the show begin.
Yeah.
Talking scandals, paparazzi flash.
That's what we do.
Pillow talk, sexy secrets always crashing from the tabloid.
We do that too.
Radio waves.
Yeah.
Hoppy Hour, got the dirt that you crave. Hoppy Hour, stepping in, take a seat. Gossip stories, beats on repeat.
For sure.
Drop it like it's hot, throwback hits. 6'9", giant hockey. be bringing the blitz. Big man with the voice, got the nation on lock.
856.
Jams make it booty rock.
49 Hoppy.
Windows risk game.
856-494-6773.
Two pairs. Late night story.
You can tweet at me.
One to celebrate.
At Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Lightning and thunder.
Good night, they about me.
Get the load at
Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com. And follow me on TikTok.
Hoppy, I was stepping in. Take a seat. Gossip stories. Beats on the beat. Drop it like it's hot. Throw back here. Bringing the blitz.
Oh, Florida. How do you want it? It's like that Tupac song, I believe. It's 110 out and you complain. Then it's 45 in the morning and you complain. This sound effect I got from YouTube. This is what it sounds like in Cleveland or Chicago or anywhere up north with snow. So quit your complaining. And let's hear what the hell is going on.
To the fast-moving winter storm that is bringing whiteout conditions and more snow to areas already hit hard.
Oh, but Florida's so cold, we got to put on a jacket.
Hard. Let's go back to Trevor Ault in Watertown, New York. Good morning again, Trevor.
That just sounds like it's cold. Oh, I went to Watertown. I was freezing.
Hey, good morning again, Robin. So we are once again under a winter storm warning. We've got all of this snow left behind, lake effect snow, and now some areas close by may easily get another foot or two piling up to the second system. But this is not a localized threat. There are millions of Americans in 18 different states who are under snow and wind alerts. We've been watching especially the wind gusts make this particularly challenging. We saw whiteout conditions sweeping through the plains into the upper Midwest. We have sadly seen a number of incidents that have been deadly and...
Yeah, but Florida's cold.
Risk dangerous crashes, including right now on I-90 just south of Buffalo. You can see blustery conditions there. Clearly,
doesn't look fun at all.
An incident involving a semi, traffic backed up, and there's a fear that this is going to continue through the day.
Oh, it will. 856-49 Hoppy. Only on Hoppy Hour can you go from talking about the winter to Nick Lachey.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
I, too, was previously married, divorced, so I understand the hurt, the scars that exist from that.
Nick Lachey is opening up about his past marriage to Jessica Simpson.
So 20 years ago, but the scars do exist forever from a breakup.
And the hurt he experienced from the relationship. Lachey and his wife Vanessa are hosting the third season of The Ultimatum on Netflix, which released...
I wonder if Jessica's a little mad that he's bringing this up.
...on Wednesday, December 4th. The ultimatum follows couples as they interact with potential partners before deciding whether they want to continue or split from their existing relationships. While speaking to one of the contestants, Lachey said he understands the pain of divorce following his split from Simpson.
I just want to encourage you all, don't...
The Simpsons.
Split from Simpson.
I just want to encourage you all, don't let your past define your future. What I truly always wanted in my life, which was to have a beautiful... marriage and a beautiful family. If I hadn't retained my belief in that, I wouldn't have ever realized the beautiful life that I have with this woman. And we sit up here, we don't have it figured out.
Oh, hell no.
We struggle all the time, you know.
He's human.
We had a fight last night getting ready for here, but we had to clear the air.
So
she sounds spicy.
But when you love each other, you believe in each other and you're aligned.
It's beautiful.
These are real stakes, and that's why we asked you all who have issued the ultimatum, are you willing to walk away? Because that may be what has to happen.
Nick and Jessica married in 2002 and separated in 2006. Their relationship was documented in one of the first reality TV shows.
Oh, that really changed the game back then.
Newlyweds, which celebrated its 20th anniversary last year.
No one's celebrating that. Remember the Nick and Jessica show? It's the 20th anniversary. Nobody's thinking that.
We had a great first year, and we're going to top it all off here in Atlantic City and enjoy our weekend.
That is so 2005. I'm going to go to Atlantic City.
Work on having more sex.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. I bet that's what ended the relationship. Because if you're in a relationship or a marriage and you're not having sex, you're just roommates. 856-49 Happy. Here is some footage. This is a visual, but it's Meghan Markle at this Tyler Perry event at the Paley Center for Media Fall Gala. and Tyler Perry comes up on the red carpet and they take a picture together. And it kind of looks like she's single. There's something very off about it. So there's that. That was more of a visual. That's definitely not going to be a reel. And then there's this.
Andy Cohen is breaking his silence on the Vanderpump Rules reboot news. So on his radio show, he basically agrees with...
I love Andy Cohen and his villain CEO vibe.
...his network's decision in gutting the show.
This is, first of all, the absolute right thing to do.
He believes the show kind of veered away from like what we've talked about, you know, being filmed at Sur and being centered around people that work at Lisa's restaurant.
What you were left with was really just a few pieces of what the original Vanderpump Rules was. So I think this is a very smart programming move.
Well, it's a good decision because the show's not doing well and they're re-energizing the show.
And they actually need some diversity.
Diversity would help the show.
The black guy would say that. I'm kidding.
Serena Williams, who is clapping back at the people who had some very severe comments about a video that she and her husband posted last week. This video went viral. Because people thought that what they saw here was evidence that Serena was lightening her skin with makeup or a filter or something. But a lot of people felt like this was her, essentially, they were saying she's ashamed of being black.
Which is bizarre.
That is the stupidest thing I ever heard, and I can't stand Serena. So you know it says a lot for me to defend her.
Because that they would come for Serena on that. But they did, and she responded to it now. So she was doing one of the Get Ready With Me videos where she's putting on her makeup, and she was talking about the kind of makeup that she was using, and it must have triggered her and reminded her of that video and what people were saying.
Or she did this.
Or this was intentional.
Exactly.
For you haters out there, I do not bleach my skin. There is a thing called sunlight. And in that sunlight, you get different colors. And if I'm not posting and recorrecting my pictures and posting from my daughter's, what is it? She had a play that I was volunteering on and had.
She just sounds irritating.
Stage makeup on. Yeah.
I can't take you. 856-49 Happy. Mm-hmm.
It's two of them. Oh, this is the to ride along.
Jenna Duggar is sharing insight into her bachelorette trip, which included getting pulled over by police.
What a dummy. Drives like a woman. I'm kidding.
Jenna's latest YouTube vlog gives fans an inside look at her days before her August wedding to Stephen Wissman, which included a girls' trip to California. However, her plans went slightly awry after she got caught speeding to the airport.
Oops. Let's see if she pulls off the hot girl move of "I'm sorry" with the little puss in boots from Shrek eyes.
White.
Late for a
Women cop, love me. Men cops, not so much.
Everybody's talking. I can only listen to one, and I'm not very good at that.
This cop has a sense of humor.
How many people are in here? Don't ruin it.
All right, a bunch of morons, including the cop. Why? Because he's a cop. I'm kidding, not really.
United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is dead after being fatally shot in what police are calling a targeted attack in New York City.
Yeah, this was definitely a hit.
The CEO was pronounced dead December 4th at Manhattan's Mount Sinai Hospital after being shot by an unidentified gunman. He was 50 years old. Thompson's wife, Paulette, tells NBC News in an
Man, people are not aging. He looked like he was 39.
Interview, police have told us that it was a planned attack. That's all they've told us. They're looking for the man who shot him. Thompson was outside the New York Hilton Hotel on Manhattan's 6th Avenue when he was shot in the chest and leg around 6:46 a.m. A spokesperson for the New York City Police Department told NBC News. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch provided additional details in a press conference, sharing that the suspect seemed to be lying in wait for several minutes.
Yeah.
Before continuing, many people passed the suspect, but he appeared to wait for his intended target. After Thompson's passing was confirmed, the United Health Group issued a statement saying, "We are deeply saddened and shocked at the passing of our dear friend and colleague, Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare. Brian was a highly respected colleague and friend to all who worked with him. Yeah. We are working closely with the New York Police Department and ask for your patience and understanding during this difficult time."
All right, so there's that. What do we got here? Here's some vapid news.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
It's not easy, but you do your best.
Jennifer Lopez getting real about life as a single mom.
Yeah, she does it to herself, though. She's undateable.
In a new interview with Entertainment Weekly,
"I want them to be aware of the world around them. I want them to be loving. I want..."
She sounds so fake, the way she talks.
"Them to feel loved."
You expressing love? Not possible. Why? Because you're a sociopath.
"All of that stuff I gotta do. I'm the teacher. They're watching me. They're looking at me. And that's a big part of growing too."
Jen sharing her biggest question as a single parent.
What?
"Am I enough for my kids?"
Probably not.
Happy hour.
Or you might be too much.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
"Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day."
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around,
come on,
folks.
Put this thing in motion, man. Yeah. Oh. It's Empire, baby. Come on. It's Empire, baby. Yeah. It's Empire, baby.
It's only bad bitch business. Stepping in my section. Sparkles hit them bottles and they follow in that direction. Tell from her expression, I'm mentally molesting. I'm into red dimes. You see my coin collection. So let this be your lesson, baby. We ain't gonna be stressing when the cars look like spaceship bitches. Call your George Jetson. Allergic to the broke. Your salary's giving me allergies. Her sweet tooth for street dudes. H.O. give her cavities. It's naturally my faculty. It's in the causing tragedy. I count cash, she count calories. You count the casualties. She mad at me. She's saying, H.O., you don't come around. Claim I'm back in Hollywood. But bitch, I'm on Sunset
Baby
now.
Girl, you should bring your friends so they can meet my friends and we can all be friends.
Girl,
I was thinking maybe this weekend that we should do something, maybe ask them. If you ain't scared of fame and them cameras flashing and them outsiders looking in, well then I smell pussy. See a threesome coming, let the freak show begin.
Yo, you know Montana, I'm back on my new shit. Got rid of my old hoe and got me a new bitch. She hopped out that new Benz. Sex in the city, top down here, blowing sure they got that. Winfrey, Oprah, she do what she poster. She know I'm a gangster, I live La Vida Loca. And no, I ball like Kobe. Diamond studded rolling, I'm heavy in the city. Show that everybody know me. I map like Jody, give a dick like Moby. Never trust her, I just love her for the moment. Nigga, I Mac like Jody, give a dick like Moby. Never trust her, I just love her for the moment. Nigga,
baby girl, you should bring your friends so they can meet my friends and we can all be friends. I was thinking maybe this weekend that we should do something, maybe ask them. If you ain't scared of fame and them cameras flashing and them outsiders looking in, well then I smell pussy. See a threesome coming, let the freak show begin. Bitch, if you love, then I'm the original. Nigga, the spirit, melodic, the lyrical. If I'm not dribbling, baby, I don't move. I'm a baller, bitch, I do it pivotal.
Two steps, foul, free throws is what I call most of my freak hoes. I freaks off. What's love called? Baby, that's chump change. Why don't you bring a friend? Ain't no love lost. I got a black card, so you can charge that pussy to my heart. And once I sign off and get my receipt, all your bitches can eat. Your dick is on me. Girl, you should bring your friends so they can meet my friends and we can all be friends. I was thinking maybe this weekend.
Unfortunately, sing it, okay?
If you ain't scared of fame and them
don't pee on me.
Flashing in them outsiders looking in. Well, then I smell pussy. See a threesome coming. Let the freak show.
What a dirty song. That was Ja Rule, R. Kelly, Harry O, and Merk Montana. I sound so Caucasian saying that. Would hook it up.
Party over here, man. We having a lot of fun. Yo, Kells, you know how we do.
Yo, Kells, how is prison?
Happy Hour will be right back. Happy Hour will be right back.
$70 downloads.
We're just in circus mode right now. We're in such circus mode, let's play all the buttons at once. That is what my brain is like. This following segment. Let's do all the sponsors real quick. Dizzy Beezy Honey at dizzybeezyhoney.com. When I tell you it's the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I am a man of my words. Lollipop, lick the lollipop. The rapper, honey stick, a jar of honey, whatever the hell you need. Go to dizzybeezyhoney.com. Tell them I sent you by typing in H-O-P-P-E. This is also being brought to you by fortify.com. F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E.com. At checkout, use keyword Ryan20 to save 20%. Mm-hmm. Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. Go there and tell them I sent you. This is being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North. That is in St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. Go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. CounselingOnCall.net. If you're in Florida or Maryland and you need help with your mental health, that's the place to be. WestChaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need. And finally, Strange Clouds to Clearwater opens up. One of the best kava and kratom bars will be opening up on January 3rd, along with a vape shop. They got pieces to smoke your ganja in. 2222 Main Street in Clearwater. All right, enough of that music. Let's come back on Happy Hour and wrap it up after this. Mm-hmm. Speaking of wrapping it up, we're going to talk about Nick Cannon.
And now, something completely different.
What's up, grumpy Cincinnati shock jock Kid Chris?
Hey, man. It's Kid Chris, the Happy Hour podcast.
That's me.
Look, man, I'm a fucking girl dad. I'm driving my kids to cheer practice and shit. I have no time to record a fucking liner for your podcast, yeah. This Happy Hour thing, okay, man?
Got it.
Hey, I'm Scott Burrell, and you're listening to Happy Hour with my boy Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Roxanne Wilder, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Rick Rumble from Rumble in the Morning on FM 99 in Norfolk, Virginia. And
you are listening. I'm just going through all of them right now. Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Rick Rumble from Rumble in the Morning on FM 99 in Norfolk, Virginia. And you are listening to Hoppy Hour with my buddy Ryan Hoppy.
Last one.
Attention, people. This is Southside Steve, and you're listening to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
People often argue over Android versus iPhones, but the real debate should be middle-aged Gen X morning shows versus Hoppy Hour. Guess who wins? We will let you decide. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
stations are tuned in to.
That's me. I'll definitely wake you up.
Ryan bringing heat like a summer sun. Morning show podcast, time for fun. Turn it up this happy hour. Ryan got that.
That's me.
Power. Syndicated. We go global. Living large. Never staying local. Syndicated. Dream for coast to coast.
Oh, sure.
Ryan Hoppy, host with the most.
Got it.
Podcast radio. Hit that stream. Morning hustle. Chasing that dream. Turn it up this happy hour. Ryan got podcast power, syndicated, we go global, living large, never staying local.
856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com. Let's get back to the content.
Turn it up this happy hour.
Eminem's half-brother feels weird about his mom dying.
Eminem's half-brother, Nathan Mather, seemingly reacts to their mother Debbie's death. Nathan, writing on his Instagram story Tuesday, hatred and mixed emotions today, after ET confirmed Debbie died Monday following a battle with lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She was 69 years old.
I gotta skip over this because of the fucking copyright. So sick of the copyright.
They found inspiration over the years in their chaotic childhood, including references to Nathan's stint in foster care.
All right, I can't play any of this because of the fucking copyright. Speaking of this guy.
I did not suck Orlando Brown's
Nick Cannon is setting the record straight.
If you have to respond, you probably choked on it.
After actor Orlando Brown made some shocking allegations against the Wild and Out host, Nick is now responding. During a December 1st appearance on the Twitch live stream Frostathon hosted by DeShay Frost, Orlando alleged he had a sexual encounter with Nick while the comedian was married to Mariah Carey.
When it came down to Nick Cannon, he really do like to, you know, suck cannons. And
what a weird guy for a man.
And that's what he does. He sucked a good cannon on me. It was good.
What a cloud chaser. I talk about women being cloud chasers. This guy's a cloud chaser too. Wow, Nick Cannon gave you head. Cool, bro.
Orlando, Mr. Brown.
He licked my cannon.
Mr. Brown, you just fucked.
Nick, you sucked my
Other shows, you'll get the news about all the new candidates that Trump's electing. Here, we'll talk about Nick Cannon giving Orlando Brown head.
And don't you ever forget it. That's why Mariah Carey left your ass.
However, Nick was quick to clap back at the That's So Raven alum, shutting down any rumors he hooked up with Orlando during the December 2nd episode of his Twitch livestream show, The Daily Cannon.
I did not suck Orlando Brown's
entertained by all his interviews. Whether he's talking about me or he's talking about anybody, but I don't take him serious.
The 44-year-old then gives his take on why he thinks Orlando is making these accusations.
For clout?
I think he's in a mental space where he knows he's trolling. He don't give a f***.
He damn said if you pay him enough money, he's gonna say whatever.
Nick then jokingly shares why he isn't going to take legal action against the former Disney star.
I went to the comments, like, he's telling the truth.
Because he probably has pictures.
True. He ain't denied it, right?
Nick's been with so many women, he's learned tricks around the way.
Ain't nobody sue him yet.
Only on Happy Hour do we talk about that.
I kind of feel like you guys are the angels in the outfield.
We're the angels
year.
In the outfield. Here you go with this Tay voodoo. This dude's such a kid.
Yeah, Jason Kelce thinks his brother Travis's lady love, Taylor Swift, is his angel in the outfield.
She is, man.
It's just been an amazing experience, you know, getting to know Tay.
The topic coming up during the Kelce Bros chat about their favorite sports films on their New Heights podcast.
Space Jam, you get to be on the Monstars.
Rookie of the Year, there's so many good ones. Angels in the Outfield, I'd love to feel what it's like to...
I kind of feel like you guys are the angels in the outfield.
We're the angels in the outfield.
There's some unknown, like,
All right. Usually I like them. It also might be because I've been up since 4 a.m., but I'm tired.
TikTok, clock's a joker playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom, then stream. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums missing, Hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone lines buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums missing, Hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show, and now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speaker, silent vibe, coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Hoppy hour. Hoppy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy hour is now over.
Hoppy hour is now over.
Game over.